Richard Pascoe is with us. He's our tech guy on FabFM every week at 9 a.m. on a Friday. And Richard, two radio announcers in Adelaide, where you are based, are having a bit of a blue at the moment on social media.
There are certain things that they've said that I can't actually say, repeat on radio at all. It's that bad.
Hang on a second. You're talking about two radio announcers who work for the same station. And they're
the same station.
Are they fighting with each other?
They're fighting with each other. One actually called for the other one to be, in a words, dismissed from the station.
Right.
A piece of amazing stuff. And I know both of them. And one I got to talk to about this. But, you know, social media, I think we always criticise kids, don't we, Paul?
We do. Media. Just before you go any further, let's back up a little bit, because this interests me, because being in radio. So did this fight start on social media, or did it start on the actual radio station when they were doing their broadcast?
Started on social media.
Okay.
So what happened was that one of these people I mucked his name up, Fraser Anningon, the guy that was elected to Parliament with six votes. You know what I mean.
Yep.
The other guy objected to the interview as such, and it escalated way out of control, I've got to say. Some of the things that were said just absolutely stunned me. It's amazing, amazing conversation.
And these are these are work colleagues, of course.
They are work colleagues. They work in the same place, so it's probably did it at the right time of year because most of the executives in this place are on holidays at the moment.
Would I be right in saying that one of them is a top rating announcer at that radio station, and we can name the radio station, it's 5AA in Adelaide. One of them's a high rating announcer and the other one's not so high rating.
But probably, and you're about spot on. One does a breakfast show on there, and another one does a segment at night
So let's get back to what we're talking about. So this started on social media, and people just have to be, they do have to have Twitter etiquette and also any sort of social media.
Look, they do, and I think as older people, a lot of times we criticise the kids and we go and say social media is a bit of a cesspool out there as well. These two blokes, as I pointed out to one of them, not setting a great example at all, because I've got to say I'm their age, they were taking it from somebody, and I messaged one who I couldn't talk to, but had a good conversation with the other one. Everybody always believes they're right on social media. And I've got to say, a lot of the time, social media is there to give everyone an opinion, don't they, Paul?
That's true. But look, it's like being on radio. If somebody came on here, of any political persuasion, and says something to me that I disagree with, I will disagree with them, but I respect their right to have their opinion. And if you use, and we come back to that word, we've used it on this segment before, Richard, respect is what it's about. If you respect, then you're not going to get into any trouble on social media.
Spot on. And so what I say on social media is, one, be gracious on social media. Be social on social media as well. It's about a conversation, Paul. Sometimes it's not a monologue. If somebody says something to you, learn how to say thank you. You do all the time. Got to say that. When you go along on whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram or things like, don't just follow those people. Engage them. If Paul or Richard says something and you want to talk to them back, talk back to us. We enjoy that sort of thing, don't we, Paul, on social media?
We do. And I always retweet your stuff if you're doing stuff for other radio stations around Australia.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, is engaging in this conversation. And we love engaging in conversation. But you must be respectful of the other person. I'll tell you who I instantly get rid of and, cut them out, ban them from Twitter or whatever social media, is people that continually swear. I mean, effing this and effing that and other words. And I go, look, once you start using language like that, then you have no argument. You cannot even support your argument when you start using language like that. So if I see anybody that I follow using language like that, I'm sorry, I'm not a prude or anything. But I think that, you know, once you get to gutter level, to use that sort of language, the F word and worse, then you've lost the argument already. And I don't want those. I don't want to follow those people.
No, and I totally agree with you. So, you know, and I've got to say, have a sense of humour, please, on social media, honestly. But, you know, sometimes you'll type something on social media, like, let's say, silly old bugger, and, you know, you've got to put a context around that sort of thing, because you might think it's funny, but sometimes that's not funny to other people.
To other people.
The thing I don't like is a thing called flaming. So what happens is that I say something to you, Paul, you get upset with me, you've got to one-up me, and then I've got to one-up you. It's not good. So I always say try and lift people up rather than tear them down as well.
Absolutely.
And when you do follow people, you know, don't expect them to follow you back, but follow them because you're interested in what they've got to say. And, you know, have fun on social media. Don't treat it as a chore. I just think if we followed that, we're setting some good examples for the younger people.
Absolutely. Just be respectful of other people on social media. Unfortunately, we'll move on from this subject, but just one last thing I want to discuss with you. You're talking about respect and all that. The social media, the genie's out of the bottle now, isn't it? And unfortunately, there'll always be people who are toxic, who make toxic remarks and then sink to that gutter level. We'll always have that. But I don't think we can put the genie back in the bottle anymore. I think social media is what it is, and it is what it is.
Exactly right. But if we go along and we say, you know, I don't like that person, and we block them straight away, and you can do that on social media. You know, it's one of the things I think that all parents out there should teach kids is how to block people on social media.
Yeah.
You can do it. No matter what you're doing, learn how to block people. Because if we start blocking enough people, then maybe the message will get through.
Absolutely. Now, let's go on to something else. We were talking last week about 4K tellies and beautiful images you get. Marion and I were recently down in Cairns at Harvey Norman there, and we walked through, you know, when you walk through the TV section. And these images on the 4K were simply stunning, breathtakingly stunning. But now, forget 4K, 8K is coming. My goodness, that'd put us almost like we're in the picture.
It would be too. So it's consumer electronics time. And so there's a big convention over there in Las Vegas at the moment. They're rolling out all of the new things that will maybe coming. So you'll see lots of things on TV at night. Got to say, most of the things will never, ever appear, but there's some trends that you can see coming. And part of those trends is, believe it or not, is 8K TVs. So it's double the resolution of the 4K TV.
Oh.
To me, 4K TV is like looking at real life. 8K TV, I can't even imagine it working. No, you can't.
How could you improve 4K? It's almost like 4K, you're there. How can you improve it to double the quality? I can't get my head around that one.
So they push the pixels in even closer, so it like fills it in. So it will be like looking at real life, got to say, which I think 4K is at the moment. So, you know, these are coming. They'll be out probably towards the end of the year for people to be able to buy. They'll be very expensive. There is nothing to watch on them. At the moment, it's at least another 2 years away. Oh. So if you're a complete idiot with money to burn, you'll buy an 8K TV to watch the Channel 7 news on. It will not work, people. I've got to say that. So, yes.
Okay. I think 4K is enough for me. I'm, you know. Next thing will be 16K. Now, what about a thing called a gas gauge?
Gas gauge was a thing. So weight loss, we know, can be frustrating. But what this is has been introduced is a small device that you breathe into every morning. It measures your fuel usage after yesterday's meals, sleep and activities, and gives you recommendations for meals and snacks. I think it's probably one of the worst names I've ever heard in my life, the gas gauge.
Awful.
For weight loss. Awful, awful thing. So, you know, I can't see that one working at all.
When I saw gas gauge, I went, where does it fit?
Exactly right, Paul. So we won't, because we should do an adults-only segment one night.
We already do it.
Yeah, we do. Samsung robots are also been introduced over there as well. So robots are very big in Asia, got to say that. So these robots are designed to be the companions to help you from tracking your sleep, taking your medication, to talking to you and calling 000 if you fall over. They don't look like the robot out of the Terminator, got to say that, but I think it's only a quick step before we have that, got to say that as well. But yeah, Samsung robots are very big, and they use them in aged care facilities in Japan right now.
Of course they do.
I think that's a bit scary, got to say that.
Now, and I guess the toilet, we're safe in the bathroom for sure, aren't we?
No, we're not, Paul. They have introduced an internet-powered toilet.
What?
Now, it is called... you heard right, Paul. An internet-powered toilet. It's called the New Me. Now, this toilet might just take the throne. What you can do, Paul, it connects to the internet and it works through Amazon or Google. So you can say, heat the seat up, lift the lid, play your favourite tune, and when you've finished, of course... flush. It's hands-free control, personalized cleansing functionality. It lets you fine-tune every aspect of your experience to your exact preference. The New Me internet-powered toilet. Ask me how much it's going to cost you, Paul.
How much is it going to cost me, Richard?
The basic one, Paul, will start at $5,625.
What?
But for you, Paul, if you want it in black, $6,500. It will be out before the end of the year. The New Me internet-powered toilet.
I'd rather just lift the lid for free.
Exactly right. Do you know who will buy the internet-powered toilet?
Who will?
The same bloke that will buy the 8K TV at the end of the year.
Absolutely. And you're saying that you can get it to flush, lift the lid, anything.
Anything you want it to do while you're in the toilet, Paul. And remember what I said, personalised cleansing functionality.
Okay. Now, that is a good segue to our next ad. Stand by.
Don't get flushed. Call Anthony Zamataro Plumbing. We take care of everything. Plumbing, drainage, gas, roofing, sheet metal. Specialised tradesmen to take the worry out of your world. And don't forget, we have 23-hour call-outs. Phone us on 4098 2774 or 0418 187 046 or go to our website, zamataro.com.au.
Zuds here, we'll look after you.
Yeah, Zudsy, mate. Now, sorry, I just put that in there. I thought it was appropriate.
It's very appropriate. I reckon he'd be wrapped to that because I tell you what, he'd want to go around and install the New Me toilets in lots of people's places.
Good on you, Zudsy. We're talking to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And Richard, spam. I am getting so much spam at the moment. What is going on?
So companies do a really poor job of keeping our information safe. Now, last year, over 1 billion usernames were released on the internet. So they're companies that had a security issue and for a segment of it, and all your usernames and that were able to be bought by, but basically, let's say, marketers around the world. So, you know, it's one of the reasons why, because people always go, spam, just like you said, spam keeps coming and coming. Just to give you some examples of places that leaked data last year, Google Plus, which was a social network inside of Google, they leaked 500,000 accounts. Uber, 57 million users, even though they paid the marketers to go along and try and get it back. It's a bit too late. The genie was out the bottle. Facebook, as we're well aware, 147 million accounts. And Twitter, 330 million users. So with all of those things out there, it's no wonder we're getting spam, Paul. And I just touched the surface on, but 1 billion people last year had their details released by companies. And that's one of the reasons why the Australian government's trying to crack down on companies. So, you know, if you're part of a company that suddenly you've been hacked, let's say, and somebody's got into your system and taken all the usernames, you know, that you have on there, you've got to report it. You've got to do the right thing.
Absolutely. Now, Windows 10, this surprises me. Windows 10 is the most popular operating system in the world today.
It is now. So it now holds 39% of the market share for desktop operating systems. Windows 7 is now 37%. So it's on about 700 million devices around the world now. I've got to say they are doing a very, very good job with Windows 10. Now, if you're on Windows 7, you need to listen to me very carefully. April 2020, so we're only talking 15 months away, is the date that Microsoft will stop supporting Windows 7. Now, that means there's no more updates coming out for Windows 7 after that. It will be in the same bowl as things like Windows XP and Windows Vista, which means that, you know, basically you shouldn't be putting it on the internet after that date. So if you're a homeowner, if you're a business owner and you're still running on Windows 7, I've given you a date now that says I've either got to buy some new equipment so you can start budgeting now for it so that come next year when the sales are on, you can go out and buy something new or you can upgrade your current computer to Windows 10. Got to say, a lot of the Windows 7 computers out there can be upgraded to Windows 10, no problems at all.
Windows 10, when it first came out, it wasn't liked by people within the industry, but obviously Windows 10 has worked out well.
Look, it has. And when it first came out, there were issues, and it was basically some of the issues we still see today. Antivirus software on there would make the whole thing collapse. People hadn't kept software testers out there for software that they had not gone along and tested Windows 10 properly when it was, I've got to say, at the time it was freely available to everybody to go along and test. So they did all the wrong things. But so, you know, you go along and download Windows 10 for free, Paul, and suddenly you reboot your computer and it was as black as the ace of spades and wouldn't work. But nowadays, I've got to say, it's a very, very good operating system.
That's good. That's good. And just reminding you what Richard just said then, April 2020 is the date. Windows 7 is kaput.
It is.
Absolutely kaput. And just finally, Richard Pascoe, our tech guy here on Fab FM, the Apple spoofing scam. What's that all about?
So we got two scams to warn you of, the Apple spoofing scam and the Facebook scam as well. You receive a message on your phone that you have to call Apple about your ID. Please do not do that. It is fake. There is nothing wrong with your ID. If you think that you've got a problem with your Apple ID, go to a computer, log in at Apple ID, and if you can log in, there is nothing wrong with it at all. But this is going to start to escalate now. It's gaining momentum. So the number that you are purporting to dial on your phone is actually Apple's number on there, but it doesn't go to Apple.
Ah.
They've set it up so that it looks like Apple. You'll dial that number, but it gets routed to call center Stan on the other side of the world, and they will try and get money out of you. Do not fall for that at all. As I said, go back to your computer. Look for Apple ID on there. Sign in. If you sign in, there is nothing wrong with your Apple ID. The Facebook scam one, and I've had several calls on this, it comes about every 2 years, is that Facebook are going to start charging you unless you put this stupid status up there. They're not charging you at all. It's a bit of a scam as well. So there's two things just to remember as we finish today.
Fantastic. Richard, you have a wonderful day. Tell us your website so if any people want to get some information or more information or contact you, they go to?
TalkTech.com.au.
All right. See you next week, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye. That's Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Always interesting. Always interesting with that information. And Windows 7, 2020, you have been warned.